The crew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
92 wins. 9-2. Central Division champions. Season series winners against every opponent in the National League Central. An NL-leading 16 shutouts. One of the best closers in baseball. One of the most dynamic leadoff men in baseball. The Brewers are postseason bound and heading to the postseason as they maybe envisioned their team to be. And today did so without even breaking a sweat. 4-0, they defeat the Cubs. They win the series and the season series. Just a fun final homestand, winning both of them. Fun final month of September and into October here today. The Brewers used 58 different players to get themselves into the postseason once again, and they are riding plenty of momentum, getting ready for officially the Arizona Diamondbacks coming to town on Tuesday. So we'll have plenty to talk about with that series and previewing that coming up, but let's talk a little bit about the Brewers here today, 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. If you want to call, if you want to text, if you want to hang out with us here, go until 6 o'clock tonight. Jeff Cirillo is with us. Rillo, I know this is not a normal thing. I think the fact that the Brewers have had so much success over these last few years, you know, playoffs in 5 out of the last 6, another 90-plus win season. For a team that it took a long time for them to get back in the postseason, 2008. We all know it well. And that for it now to feel like old hat to be preparing for another postseason, boy, how far we have come. And I just once again tip my hat to the Brewers and that clubhouse for getting it done again this season.
Just a great season around. And I think it's fitting, too, that the final was a shutout and their 16th shutout. And the fact that they scored 4 runs, and we all know their record when they score 4 runs or more.
And I look at this team, and BA and Rock talked about this on the telecast, but there was always kind of something nagging at the Brewers heading into the postseason, right? 2008, of course, Ben Sheets not being totally healthy. You look at 82, not having Raleigh. I cautiously sit here, and I'm knocking on wood. I'm counting my lucky stars. You know, I've got a horseshoe over here in the back of the booth. I see an extremely healthy team heading into the postseason exactly as they envisioned.
That's exactly right, right? I mean, the starting pitching is all intact. And we've talked about it many times, right? I mean, you throw 6 starters out there, and you know, some of these, even Colin Raywood could even start a playoff game for any other team going forward. But, I mean, the one thing that the Diamondbacks have is that they're athletic and they're trying to create chaos, but you have also a catcher who's very good at throwing, and it's one of the weapons that hopefully could equalize the Diamondbacks. But just like you said, you know, they're healthy. I mean, they're healthier than any team going into the playoffs. I can't imagine anyone being healthier than them. And they're winning, right? They're not limping into the playoffs. And so it's exciting times.
And since the trade deadline, okay, since August 1st, the Brewers went 35-20. 35-20 with a massive run differential. That's an over .620 winning percentage. This team got better at the deadline and hit its stride at the right time. As we know, it was the opposite last season. And the connection of this team, and we can use all the coach speak that we want, this team got better at the trade deadline and performed like it. And I'm not calling them a sleeping giant. You know, some of the national media wants to say the Brewers are a sleeping giant. No, they're a giant, period. Three-headed monster at the back end of the bullpen, too. You've got a great top half of this lineup, rookies that are dynamic, great defense, top 2 defense in all of baseball. This is a giant, not a sleeping giant.
That's right. They're not sneaking up on anyone. You don't win 92 games in the major leagues when you're not doing things exceptionally well. I mean, look at the All-Star break, or even after the All-Star break when the trading deadline came on. I mean, obviously you talk about Santana and Canet, but you talk about Woodruff coming back, Corbin Burns coming back to his form that we all knew he would, and then Freddie Peralta, I mean, taking 2 huge leaps forward, creating this juggernaut that could do some really special things here in the postseason.
This is going to be a very fun team to jump on the bandwagon. I said it after the Dodgers series when the Brewers got swept in Los Angeles. I said this. If you want to hop off, that's fine. We'll remember you in October when the Brewers get in, because that's all that mattered. And guess what? They're in. They're playing better. They have been one of the best teams in baseball in the second half. And, you know, I have plenty of reason to believe. Okay, when you look at since the trade deadline, here are the best records in baseball. No one said it's going to be easy. You're facing a bunch of quality opponents now. Best records in baseball. Number one, the Dodgers. No surprise. They won their 100th game of the season today. Number two, the Braves. No surprise. They have the best record in baseball. Number three, the Orioles. They've got over 100 wins. They won the hardest division in baseball, the AL East. Number four, the Milwaukee Brewers with 35 wins. The fourth best team in baseball since the trade deadline. And it's all the credit to Matt Arnold, to the front office. We'll get to Craig Counsell a little bit later as well. I'm sitting here saying they are going to be favored against the Diamondbacks, and I think it's going to be pretty even against the Dodgers. The Dodgers will certainly be favored, but I think this team is completely different than we saw in August.
You're exactly right. Like I said, if you're in handicap this thing, and we know what pitching does in the playoffs, we know what defense does in the playoffs, and you know, the big bangers, you know, sometimes they'll get their numbers through the course of the season because it's just what they do. But, you know, those starting pitching in the playoffs, the really good teams, you know, it becomes a very tight game. And just I think the like you said, I think Craig Counsell said it too, is like this team was made for September or made for October. So I think that good things ahead.
These are very fun times, to say the least. 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. Call in, text in. We'll get you here on the air as well. Want to thank Fifth Third Bank for their sponsorship all season long of Brewers Extra Innings. They've got a local Milwaukee team. They also know how to hit it out of the park. They have been a fantastic partner for the Brewers and for us here on BEI all season long. They're ready to deliver for you this October. They've got an expanded team of professionals entrenched in the community, offering state-of-the-art banking ideas and solutions to help your businesses and organizations grow and succeed. Commercial banking value that only Fifth Third Milwaukee can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC. Take a breather. Come back with more after this on WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings.
Brewers win 4-0. That was not a massive priority, of course. They already know they're into the postseason. They're going to face the Diamondbacks on Tuesday night. We're just waiting on game times now here at American Family Field. Want to thank Network Health. For over 40 years, Network Health has been making health insurance affordable and understandable so you can make the most of your coverage. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com/playoffs. They've got a plan for you. This is the Craig Counsell start of the segment here, Jeff. I sit here, and I know there's going to be a lot of momentum for Skip Schumacher to get some serious consideration for Manager of the Year in the National League, and as he should. I want to make that clear. Skip Schumacher has done a very, very good job down in Miami, bringing them back to the postseason in a full season for the first time in a long time. But I'm just going to be honest. This has to be the year. I don't understand if anybody who hasn't been watching the Brewers this year, and you know, you don't know as many guys on this team, maybe. Craig Counsell is the team. It is Craig Counsell's club. And I was talking to a few guys today in the clubhouse, and Jeff, I know you know this, but one thing that Carlos Santana told me today is that it reminds him of Terry Francona, who he played for, one of the best managers in baseball, who is retiring today, that he's the same guy every day, no matter the situation. He is in control. He is always focused. He is always prepared. And I'm not saying not all managers are like that, but players notice the demeanor and they take on the demeanor of their manager. Craig Counsell means business, and he got every ounce of talent out of this team this year.
He did, and just like the steady head, and give hats off to Murphy too. Murphy, his bench coach, has been there for a long time. They just have a great system in place. You know, Counsell's been there as a player. He knows what it's like when players struggle. So you know, and they know that players they don't work less when they're struggling. They work more, and Counsell knows that, and he knows how hard sometimes this game can be, and sometimes you know when to push the throttle when the team might be getting a little bit lax when they're winning too much, right? So because those 5 games winning streaks turn into 8-game losing streaks really quickly. So he has a great balance and obviously a great temperament to manage.
He has not won the Manager of the Year. He has been the runner-up three times. And I swear, if he is runner-up again this year, I am going to have to go straight to the Baseball Writers Association and be like, guys, what are we doing here? And we know about his contract status. In fact, he was asked about it in post-game today. He remains constant, saying we're going to assess it at the end of the year, focused on this team right now, give him credit on there with all the noise that's going to be around this team and with what the Mets did today. I get it, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the team that's in the postseason right now. Looking at the Diamondbacks here quickly, Jeff, I know we talked about them the other night, and you know them well because you have known Corbin Carroll since his youth. He is a star. He is soon to be the NL Rookie of the Year. Today, we don't know for sure who is going to be pitching in Game 1. Are they going to bring Gallen and Kelly on short rest, or will they keep Gallen on regular rest for Game 2? Nonetheless, they've got two solid starters to choose from with Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly.
Yeah, I would be surprised if both those guys went on short rest, considering it's a three-game series and you have to win two games regardless of how they look. So that being said, you know, the Diamondbacks are also an excited team, right? They're happy to be there, so they're going to have that youth and energy. But, you know, quite frankly, it's the Brewers, the starting pitching, you know, is just a matter, and they're very stingy as far as walks go, especially Woodruff and Burns, right? They don't walk any guys. So, and you know, I think that the Diamondbacks, their thing is creating havoc, right? That's their game, speed and youth. So they'll be excited to come in, obviously. But, you know, I think that the Brewers, being the home series, you know, I think that they should definitely be a heavy favorite in that one.
And when we look at some of the numbers, if we break it down a little bit, and I'll break more of this down tomorrow at 6 o'clock here on WTMJ about the series preview, Arizona's bullpen really struggled this season. They're one of the least valuable bullpens in all of baseball this year. In fact, they were 24th in all of baseball for F-WAR by Fangraphs. Their ERA was in the bottom half of the league, but we don't really like using ERA for relievers. This is a team that's been through it a little bit on the reliever side of things. In fact, this year, they've blown 26 saves, which is kind of a flawed statistic if you want to count that up. That's the 12th most in baseball. They haven't thrown a ton of innings, though, thanks to their great starting pitching. If there is an Achilles heel for the Diamondbacks, it has to be their bullpen.
Yeah, I would agree. And if history is any indicator, you know, these games will be tight, and the crowds will be rowdy. And the Brewers have shown a resilience, especially with the fact that they have the ability to take a walk and pass the torch. You know, no one's really being a hero. Obviously, you know, they had one guy that had 24, 25 home runs. So it's not really how the Brewers do it, right? They just move the line or pass the torch or any word you want to say it. But they're unselfish with their at-bats. And I just think that the Diamondbacks, no matter even if the Brewers were down by a run, you know, that bullpen is definitely Achilles' heel for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
In fact, they give up 78 home runs as a bullpen unit this year, tied for the ninth most in baseball. The only team that's in the playoffs that allowed more is the Texas Rangers at 85. And in case you were wondering, the Brewers only allowed 64 homers out of their bullpen. That is the fifth fewest in all of baseball. Jeff, as I'm going to get to Larry on the phone line here in just a second, I'll ask you the question that he's going to ask. How far do you think the Brewers are going to go in this postseason?
I think that they have the team to win the World Series, to be honest with you. I mean, three aces that can go, right? I mean, these guys, there's three of them, right? If you're starting another series and you look around baseball and we talked about it yesterday, right? If you're picking guys in the sandlot, you know, I mean, what three starters would you choose, right? And you can only get one of them, obviously, for the Brewers. It would be one of the three. But any other team in baseball probably would love to have those guys starting game one of any playoff.
And undoubtedly, for me, I agree. Let me hear from Larry, though, as well. Larry's been waiting patiently on the line, 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620, if you want to join us here on the show. Larry, you want to talk some expectations? You're live on Brewers Extra Innings. Looks like we might have lost Larry.
It's James. It's James.
Oh, there we go, James. How are we doing?
Good. Nice win today. My question, you've been throwing out numbers all over the place and stuff like that for regular season. Don't you kind of throw all those numbers out when it comes to Moneyball, playoffs and to the all this other crunch and everything else? Because those numbers don't mean nothing, really. It's because all of a sudden it's a different type of game. It's a different type of season and everything else, everybody tells you to win. The regular season, it's a long run, and you got the ups and downs. You just said before you had 57 or 58 players that the Brewers used. Yes, nice. And we've had a lot of injuries and everything else, but it's a different season now. Let's hope we could be that 2018, not the way we've been going. All of a sudden, make it to the win of the division here, and that's it. We're out the door.
Absolutely, I agree entirely there, James. Appreciate the call. And you're right, Jeff, you know this too. It's 0-0 now. You know, after today, we celebrate this for 24 hours. Then it's a all preview. You go 0-0, you got to win two. Then the next one, you're 0-0, you got to win three. Then the next one, you're 0-0. The next two, rather, you're 0-0, and you got to win four. That's all that matters. Nobody cares if you won 110 games or 81 games. It's just win the team. Just win. Just win, baby. It's Al Davis. Just win.
Right. I love how Craig Council says this is just the first of five. We want five celebrations, right? So just get a calendar out and just like start marking down celebrations.
Jeff, I really appreciate you jumping on with us all season long. I know you love this team and you love watching from afar and you love baseball, and I appreciate your coverage and joining us here in the first year on WTMJ. I hope you got something out of it and enjoyed it, and really love talking to one of the best hitters to ever wear a Brewers uniform all season long, my friend.
Thanks, Dom. You made the job easy, bud. I can tell you that.
Awesome. Jeff Cirillo, go hit one straight, buddy. All right, Jeff Cirillo here on WTMJ. Take a breather. Come back with more. 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. Also want to thank Annex Wealth Management, Investment, Retirement, Tax, and Estate Planning, all from a fee-only fiduciary. Forget commission sales pitches and financial products you don't need. Know the difference. Annex provides elite comprehensive financial planning. It's all customized to who you are and what you need. Go to annexwealth.com. All right, back with more after this on WTMJ.
Now, more Brewers Extra Innings presented by Fifth Third Bank on WTMJ.
2011, the rematch is on the way. The NL Wild Card Series, best of three, all three games, if necessary, would be here at American Family Field, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The Diamondbacks are officially the opponent today. Everybody has officially gone final now. The Brewers winning 4-0 over the Cubs to finish this one off today was certainly a fun way to finish up the season. So let's just go ahead and think about this. We'll have more details tomorrow, and we'll have coverage coming from the workout tomorrow here at American Family Field. We'll hear from Craig Council. We'll hear from the pitchers. We'll hear from all the people we need to hear from to get ready for the postseason, and it'll all be included on our live show from 6 to 8 tomorrow night. We'll be predicting rosters. We'll be predicting lineups. We'll be predicting results and things of that nature. I've got Brian Anderson joining us from Bally Sports Wisconsin and Turner Sports. We'll have Kurt Hogue of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel join us, and plenty of player and personnel audio getting ready for the postseason. So again, 6 o'clock tomorrow, live on WTMJ. Would love your interaction on it, or you can catch it in podcast form after the fact, just like with all of these. But let's just go ahead and think ahead here. I'm 99.9% sure it's going to be Corbin Burnes on Tuesday, Brandon Woodruff on Wednesday, and Freddie Peralta, if necessary, on Thursday. For the Diamondbacks, I'm not so sure. Do you bring back Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly on 3 days rest as opposed to four, regular rest? You heard Jeff Cirillo's reasoning saying, well, if it's going to be at least three games and you know you're going to have Zach Gallen available for game two on normal rest, you might as well do that. And I'm not so sure, just because if I'm the Diamondbacks and I end up in a couple of tight games and I never give the chance to give the ball to Merrill Kelly coming up for game three, right? It kind of feels like Buck Showalter with the Baltimore Orioles against the Blue Jays when he went to Ubaldo Jimenez instead of Zach Britton. It feels the same way, right? But I don't know what they're going to do. The other problem is, beyond Gallen and Kelly, all they've really got is Brandon Pfaadt, who is a rookie who has struggled this season, who is still trying to find his own in the big leagues. He is made 18 starts, 19 total appearances, only 96 innings this season, but he's got a 5.72 ERA, a 5.19 FIP, fielding independent pitching. He gives up a lot of loud contact. He gives up some home runs. Now, granted, that might be part of his ballpark as well. He gave up 22 homers in those 19 games. And another thing that may jump out, he doesn't walk many guys. He still will strike out about a batter per inning. He only walked 26 batters in 96 innings, which isn't terrible. But the fact that the homers are so close certainly indicates the fact that he's giving up multi-run home runs. And I know Craig Counsell has said this over and over in that, you know, it playoffs doesn't always mean it's going to be the same. It's going to be a new team or a new game all of a sudden. But it's, oh, we're suddenly going to go to small ball, right? No, home runs still dominate things in the postseason. I remember the last couple of years, and my colleague Sarah Langs on MLB Research has been keeping track of this for the last couple of postseasons on how important home runs are in the postseason. Let me just give you the numbers here real quick. In the postseason, the teams who out-homer their opponent in the last 2 years, so 2021 and 2022, 47-8. Okay, homers matter. They absolutely still matter. Last year, 47% of all the runs scored in the postseason were via home run. And that's the beauty of postseason baseball. A walk is a rally. An error is a rally. A base runner is a rally. And it's going to be intense. It is going to be tight. In one swing, it can go from a 0-0 game to a 2-0 game. And as Craig Counsell always says, three-run homers are game changers. They will almost always flip the scoreboard and change things. And if you're going to have base runners against Brandon Pfaadt in Game 1 on Tuesday, that could be interesting, getting, you know, some timely big pops, because the Brewers don't hit many homers all of a sudden, but they've got some timely offenses, certainly count them in. I want to give a shout-out to William Contreras as well, ending the year on an 18-game hitting streak, extending his career long. He's an easy pick for Who's Hot. It's brought to you by Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Now is the time to schedule your furnace tune-up with Sider, by the way. And you can save $10 on your tune-up. That sale runs through November 15th. So again, you can save $10 on a furnace tune-up. Look, I know it's 80 degrees today. You're not thinking about your furnace. You should call the folks at Sider. Make sure it's all good. Sider.com. Sider.com. For $10 off your tune-up through November 15th on your furnace. Take a breather. We're going to hear from the manager, Craig Counsell, coming up next. Highlights a little bit later. Going to the top of the hour on WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings.
Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you in part by Hupie and Abraham. For every double play the Brewers turn this season, Hupie and Abraham will donate $100 to Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. And remember, if you're injured or you're in an accident, call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. The winning team, Hupie, H-U-P-Y.com, Hupie and Abraham. Taking a look at the final tally this season for double plays turned by the Brewers. They finished with their phenomenal defense at 117 double plays turned this year. So thanks to Hupie and Abraham, over $11,000 donated then with the double plays turned. The Brewers win 4-0. Craig Counsell talked about the game, talked about the season, talked about his future, all of that in today's postgame presser. Here's what the skipper had to say.
It went really to the script. So we were able to, I think, put our starters in a good spot, put our bullpen guys in a good spot with rest, and the guys that filled in around that did a wonderful job to allow that. So, you know, it couldn't have gone any better from that perspective.
Does this outing take Adrian out of the wild card?
We've got to discuss, obviously, but I mean, it's still an important outing, you know, and that's the way it goes.
On the flip side of the ball, on the offense, you've been putting up a pretty regular lineup with your guys the last few days. How important was it to keep them fresh during getting at bats?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, we kind of just did it player driven here, kind of what, just having individual discussions and same as the pitchers, trying to get guys in the best spot to be ready for Tuesday. So that's what we did today. And, you know, for the most part, thought it was best to just keep him going and keep getting at bats at daily.
When you put that all together, Craig, how do you feel just about, you know, where your club sits as these, you know, this next?
Yeah, look, so it, you know, you try to accomplish something every day to put yourself in the best position to win tomorrow. You know, and that, you know, but once Tuesday starts, it's a baseball game against another good team, and you know, it's going to be a battle. That's how it works now. You know, nobody's going to care about rest when we get to Tuesday and Wednesday. So now's the time you just go after it. It's a three game series where you got to win two out of three, and you pull out all the stops to do so.
Great. Just with the national attention that you're going to get this week and throughout the playoffs, depending on how far you go, obviously your pending free agency is going to be discussed even more, considering how much success you've had here in Milwaukee with another managerial opening in New York today. Any update on what your thoughts are heading into
next? No, I think I've been very consistent with where I'm at here, and nothing's changed other than nothing's changed. I'm fired up for what's ahead of this team, and that's the only thing that I am thinking about right now and care about right now. And we've got a chance to do something special, to make great memories, to change some lives, and that's why would you think about anything else besides that right now?
Craig, can you kind of just talk about how well this team played down the stretch? Because, you know, September dog days of summer, but they performed each night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit. I mean, I think we've got a team that knows how to compete. That 17-day stretch, you know, looking at it even in spring training in September, felt daunting for sure. Feels taxing on your pitching and your position players. And the way we handled that stretch, I thought, was the key to the month. Just workmanlike, showed up every day, and it was turn the page on some tough ones, which you're going to have the tough ones in there. And, it's a 162-game schedule, and they all count the same. And when it gets to that time of the year, you got to fight through things, and our guys did a great job of doing that.
They made it. They made it to the end, and that's all that matters. Play a couple highlights coming up next here on WTMJ.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
It's a city from a fairy tale on the Mediterranean Sea.
Netanya, the city of diamonds.
And in this city of diamonds lived a crazy genius named Moses Hadara.
Moses was a mathematician,
a diamond cutter,
and a bit of a theoretical physicist.
Albert Einstein devised a formula, E equals mc squared.
Albert's formula unleashed the power locked inside an atom.
Moses' formula unleashed the power locked inside a diamond.
Moses began with star facets,
kite facets,
upper girdle facets,
lower girdle facets,
and pavilion facets.
But then a voice told him to add 24 new facets, the Moses facets.
When he cut the final one,
shazam!
Moses unleashed an explosion of light.
That dazzling diamond is known today as the Kessler 81.
See it for yourself.
See it for yourself.
See it for yourself.
At Kessler's.
To find the Kessler's nearest you, visit kesslersdiamonds.com.
Vince Vitrano here for Connect Chiropractic. I've had chiropractic care on and off my entire adult life. I can tell you Dr. Alex and his team at Connect Chiropractic do it different. No twisting, no cracking, no popping. At Connect Chiropractic, they use a special tool for adjustments focused on restoring nerve and muscle function. It's not just making your neck and back feel better, although mine already do. Connect Chiropractic can help with headaches, sciatica, vertigo, and more. Schedule an appointment now at GoConnectChiro.com. Tell them...
Ready for this?
Get up!
This.
Get up!
And this.
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Adrian Houser gets the ball in the finale on Sunday up against Drew Smyly, and things spun quickly out of control for Drew Smyly. A leadoff walk to Christian Yelich, an infield single to William Contreras, and with one out, Mark Canha at the plate.
Marlins are in, swinging on a fly ball, shallow right, and going to drop for a base hit. Yelich is going to come home easily. To third goes Contreras, and Canha with a base hit.
So that would load the bases, or rather a walk to Adames would load the bases, and Josh Donaldson would be at the plate.
Inside almost hitting. He walked him with the bases loaded. Donaldson gets an RBI. The Brewers now lead 2-0.
2-0 there, and why not add another one as they brought in a reliever? Little came in for Garrett Mitchell.
1-2 delivery and the pitch. Swinging and a fly ball to left. This is going to be deep enough to get a run home. Nice piece of hitting by Mitchell with Mark Canha scoring. It is 3-0 on the sac fly.
And they would really coast for the rest of the game with that 3-0 score. A solo homer from Tyrone Taylor certainly helped their cause as well. That came later on in the game in the sixth inning, but it was 4-0. Adrian Houser, 5 shutout innings. Andrew Chafin, an inning and a third shutout. Then Jansen Junk was on to finish things for the final 2 2/3.
Ball 2, strike 2. Brewers headed for the postseason. The pitch. Hey! Struck him out, swinging. And this one is over. Strikes out the side.
Great stuff from Jansen Junk, and you'll hear plenty more of Mr. Baseball in the postseason as he's with us all the way through here on WTMJ. We'll wrap up the program after this on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
All right, I'm Dom Catronio, getting ready to wrap up the show. Want to thank Wintrust, proud to be Wisconsin's bank and proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Wintrust, different approach, better results. Fun tweet here from Adam McAlvey, just a camera across the wire. Here are the final season ranks for the Brewers pitching staff. ERA, first, 3.71. WHIP, second, 1.19. Batting average against, first, 226. You know what they say, you need pitching and defense. By the way, the Brewers finished second as a team in defensive runs saved. So I was hoping we were going to get game times by the time this program ended, but it looks like it will not be across the waiver wire yet at this point. So we'll have to preview for tomorrow. But again, we've got some pretty good sources on this. We think it's going to be a night game Tuesday and Wednesday and then Thursday if necessary. So we're thinking it's going to be that 6 o'clock Central time slot. Again, ESPN and Major League Baseball control it from here. But tomorrow, we are on the air nonetheless at 6 o'clock for our official Hunt for Brew October postseason preview show. I've got some guests lined up. Hope you join us live on WTMJ. 2 hours of Brewers content to get you ready for the most exciting time of year, October baseball, once again for the crew. Hope you join us then tomorrow. I'll be here at the workout, and I hope to see you here on Tuesday as well at American Family Field, rocking this house, showing home field advantage, and reminding the Diamondbacks who won in 2011. Let's have some fun this week, shall we? This is where it all matters. Just win and move on. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who has listened to post-game shows this year. We're far from done. My thanks to our producer, Evan Witalison. I'm Dom Catronio, and once again, keep on swinging.